Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This from Ted to open up the show. Ted writes, Sheehan, did you get fired? This from Jerry T to open up the show. Kevin, I hope you weren't let go and didn't tell us about it. I know radio is a strange industry. Hoping that you are well. Good morning, everybody. I am back, and no Ted and no Jerry. I was not fired. Not yet, anyway. Thank you, by the way, to everybody that sat in. Max did a phenomenal job, I know, while I was away. Denton, Linnell, am I missing anybody that sat in?
No, that was it.
And hosted. Denton and Linnell are the best. Always great to have Denton back on the show. By the way, I think Denton and I talked about this before he left to take his new gig, which is going quite well and is a really good gig for him. He's still associated with the station, but the gig that he has would not, you know, also allow him to produce the show. But when we get back to football season, Denton will be a guest. He'll be on the show, especially talking college football when we get back to the regular season, which, by the way, when you suffer through these days, mini camp days, OTA days, God, you just count the days, weeks, months until the regular season begins, because those conversations are so much better. On the show today, Ben Standig will join us at 11 a.m. from out in Ashburn. It's OTA day number four, I think, Max, right? They had three of them last week.
Yeah, I think this is the first day that they're back. I know this is the first day that media is going to be there for the second round of OTAs this week.
Right. Max is going to catch me up on all I missed while I was out. I actually, yesterday morning, kind of got back into it and got caught up, but Max is going to help catch me up in this first hour of the show. Lots on the show today. There's been something that I've been wanting to play for all of you that I just did not have a chance to play before I headed out for a week or so. Scott McLuhan, when he was on with me on my podcast, and we played some of that on the radio show, but the part that I did not play is what he said about Shedeur Sanders. It actually made some news, what he said, and I've not played that yet on the radio show. And Shadur's been back in the news here recently because of Dion going on a podcast and basically trying to shut down all of the negative conversation about Shedeur Sanders that propped up before, you know, he slid into the fifth round. But you'll hear that on the show today. And somebody believes that Washington should trade for Buffalo running back James Cook. I saw some of the Chubb stuff from Jeremy Fowler out there while I was out. That was somebody that we've talked about a lot over the last month or so. But lots to catch up on, lots to get to on the show today. I'm going to start with this, and I will keep it brief. I wish I had been on vacation last week. That would have been much better than where I was, but it wasn't really a vacation. Some of you have already heard me talk about where I was last week with Tommy on my podcast yesterday, and some of you actually knew what was going on anyway. I don't know how you knew, but that's fine. I was out last week because I had surgery, prostate removal surgery, because I was diagnosed a few months ago, with prostate cancer. And I'm fine. Everything went really, really well. One of the reasons, I decided I'd talk about it with Tommy yesterday on the podcast and here this morning is it's not typical for me to be out for more than a week. And I missed 5, 7, 8 days of radio, 7 days of radio, something like that. At least, without having some sort of story when I get back. But the other part of this is I've learned so much over the last, 5 months about, prostate cancer and other cancers that are highly treatable and highly curable if detected early. So for all of you guys out there in this audience, I know for this radio station, for my show, I know it's mostly male, and I know most of you males are certainly in your 30s, but more so in your 40s or older. And all I would say to you is, if you're one of those people that just doesn't go to the doctor a lot because you don't think you need to, or, the last time you had a full physical exam was, 5 years ago, and you're like kind of chesty about it. Like, I don't go to the doctor. If I'm really sick, maybe I'll call them up and they'll, give me, something to take. No, when you get to a certain age, you should go. Because if you are male and 45 years or older for prostate cancer, go to the doctor, get screened, get your PSA checked. Early detection is so important. You get a blood test. They check your PSA. It's simple. This is one of those cancers that you catch early, you are in great shape, and mine was caught early, thankfully. I'm doing well. I'm going to do well. And really, that's it. I mean, let me just mention that this city, we're all lucky to live in an area like Washington, where not only do you have education levels that are so high, but you have phenomenal healthcare and healthcare options. And the surgeon that operated on me, Dr. Jonathan Wong, is considered somebody right before they sort of put me under said, you're with the best, you're with the LeBron James of prostate removal surgery. And I think I said something to the effect, can we make him Michael Jordan instead of LeBron? But there's so much. Dr. Wong and his team, incredible. He's literally one of the top, if not the number one guy in the country for this particular surgery. And I can't begin to thank him and his team enough. But look, so many of you out there, I get it. You've had much worse than this. I'm aware of where, kind of prostate cancer ranks on the list. It's not at the top of the list. If you get cancer, this is the one, because if you get it early, you detect it early, it's treatable, and it is highly curable. And so that's it. A bit of a PSA, as in a public service announcement about checking your PSA, which is very important when you get to the age of, 40 or older, 45 or older, especially if you have high risk factors, family history. There are other high risk risk factors as well. But I feel great. Yesterday was really the first day. Earlier this week, I started to feel better. And I feel great. And the news is great. I'm well. Can't get rid of me. So anyway, go get your PSA checked, people. Get screened. Early detection. There's just so many of those things out there that if you catch it early, you're in great shape. If you are one of those people that goes, I haven't been to the doctor in 5 years, you should not do that. You should go to the doctor more often. All right, that's it. That's it on that. Max, what did I miss? I missed OTA days.
You did.
Thank God, by the way, I missed OTA days. Although I didn't miss them all, but I missed three of them. God, this is an insufferable portion of the football calendar. I got caught up yesterday, and I want you to catch me up because you'll probably hit on some areas that I missed. But I will tell you that in catching up on some of this stuff, the hardest thing to deal with, because it's like we do this dance every year together. We do this, you know, there's not a lot of content out there, and you start seeing and hearing people that get worked up over some video from an OTA session in nothing but, you know, shorts and t-shirts. Stop it, people. Antonio Gandy-Golden, Thaddeus Moss. I mean, we could go through a list of 30 names from the last 18, 19 years together about this time of year when somebody who's out there watching or somebody on social media who caught wind of a report or watched some sort of video starts proclaiming things like Thaddeus Moss is going to be a front runner for Rookie of the Year
Marcus
in the
Rose
NFC.
Marcus Roseme, Jack Saint. With that one-handed
What'd
catch in OTAs. Marcus Roseme, Jack Saint with that one-handed catch last year that got people all so excited.
I don't even remember what you just said. That's how interested I am at this time. It's funny because with this surgery, the you know, they said, look, it's not that you have to rush it by any stretch of the imagination. Do it when it makes the most sense for you work-wise, you know, over the next 6 months. And I said, well, what makes sense is getting it done well in advance of actual real football taking place, which we know, look, the high season in this business, I've talked about it many times over the years, the high season in sports talk radio in most cities and definitely in this city is the day after Labor Day through the NFL draft. That's high season. Everything else after the draft and until the day after Labor Day where you are preparing for week one is for those hardcore nutcases, which, by the way, I've been at times as well. And I know that many of you are that way. Look, there was a story from last week that I want to go back into it and address, and that would be the three people that missed OTA sessions. We'll find out if anybody misses today, I guess, shortly. Although they don't take the field, I don't think, until 12:15.
Something like that.
But, Max, go ahead. What did I miss while I was out?
All right. So, we got back from OTAs, and the first thing that a lot of people noticed was this big photo that was going around of one Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
Where he looked a little bit more lean, or, well, less lean, buffer. He looked big, is my point. And a lot of people were, speculating if, you know, it was something that the Commanders, you know, asked him to do, or if it was part of the offseason program. So Dan Quinn had a little bit of a comment, and then Jaden, I've got some audio from him talking about it too. So here's Dan Quinn. And then here is Jaden when, you know, he took the podium and everybody wouldn't stop asking him about it.
In the weight room, just working out. You're always trying to improve in different areas, but yeah, I don't know what to say about that. Just let the people talk about it.
As Jaden said, let the people talk about it. And people are talking about it quite a bit. So that was kind of the first thing that that people noticed.
Yeah, so I guess this was literally like the first day that I was off then,
mm-hmm.
because I saw all those pictures. I mean, you know, my boys were sending them to me. My sons were like, have you seen Jaden? I got to be honest with you. I looked at that photo and it didn't really appear to me that he had bulked up in any way. He looked like the same skinny Jaden to me. I'm not saying that he didn't put on more muscle, and maybe he did, but the sound you played, and I went back and read the transcripts from Quinn and Kingsbury last week. I didn't with Jaden, and they really weren't making it a big deal. nobody's quantified anything at this point, right?
Right.
In terms of additional weight or additional muscle.
Correct. We haven't seen any numbers or anything like that.
Did you think he looked bigger?
A little, but like, I wasn't freaking out to the same extent that, say, like Liddell was freaking out about. Because he, the second the picture came out, he's like, oh, his neck looks bigger. His arms look bigger. But Cliff did say in his presser that you just said that you read that the arm is stronger. So that is something I'm starting to get a little bit excited about.
His arm doesn't need to be that much stronger.
True. But I mean, every bit helps.
Jaden Daniels' arm strength is, you know, it's not Josh Allen, but it is top third of the league, I would say. It's not, you know, right around the midpoint. It's top third of the league. And he throws, obviously, with great anticipation, great touch, great feel. So, look, I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't even write that down on things because I it was so long ago and I wasn't even sure if we had actually discussed it on the show before I left. But I was not moved to a great reaction by that photo. And by the way, I don't really care, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I what I saw last year was incredible. And I would imagine with more physical maturity, and by the way, being a professional and doing this, you know, year round, that he will get stronger and maybe even develop in a way in which he wasn't at 22 or 23 or last year, 24 years old. But he looks like the same JD5 to me. All right, what's next?
So the next thing is that there are, it's quiet on all fronts regarding Terry McLaurin's extension. So, and according to John Keim, that's a good thing. They're, you know, Terry did this the last time he was due for an extension. Sam Cosmi didn't get one till what, September 4th? So I'm hoping it takes a lot less time
that
than that.
That was the Cosmi extension?
Yes.
What was the John Allen extension? Wait, I'm trying to, what was the Terry extension the first go around, his last extension? When we got that, because I'll never forget then team president Jason Wright flying back from the West Coast to kind of take credit for getting Terry signed. I mean, you want to talk about something that pissed some people off out there. But wasn't that right near the beginning of the season, or was that right at the beginning? That was at the beginning of camp, right?
It feels like it. I'm trying to find like the exact date because it just says 2022 from everything I'm looking at, and everything I get is talking about this upcoming extension. So I got to fix the Google machine, but it feels like it was pretty damn close.
I think
camp.
It was right before camp.
Yeah.
Signs 3-year deal. It was a 3-year extension, right?
Yeah.
I want to say it was probably August 10th or something like that. Yeah, so this was date wise. Well, it's not there yet. Hold on.
It's getting there. Slowly but surely the internet will figure it out.
Yeah, it's all about the upcoming agreement.
Yeah, it's been a hot topic.
You got to be able to find the other one. And it was in 2022. Okay, whatever.
But yeah,
I think it was close to camp.
Yeah.
Look, deadlines make deals. Bottom line, here it is. June 28th, 2022. Here it is. Adam Schefter, Washington Commanders, Terry McLaurin agreed to 3-year extension with $28 million signing bonus, $71 million deal, whatever. And that was reported on June 28th, 2022. Look, this is a whole new regime, obviously, and they may do these things a bit differently. But I would say it's going to happen before camp. I'd be shocked if it doesn't happen before camp.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
So no new news on the Terry front. What else?
I'm going to play the Nick Chubb audio from Jeremy Fowler going on ESPN Cleveland, talking about Nick Chubb possibly being having Chicago be a destination and Washington.
I know he expects to play, wants to play. The running back market is tough. A lot of these guys are waiting. I think they're going to wait probably until training camp at this point. It doesn't help them to sign in late May, early June. I do not expect Chubb back at the Browns, barring some sort of surprise or injury. You know, there's some teams out there that could be in the market for one. You know, the Commanders or the Bears come to mind. It's just in general terms, it could be looking for an extra back at some point that could need some help. But, you know, right now I think he's just in that mode where you're going to survey the landscape and see what develops and keep working out and hoping to play next year.
So general terms. So, I mean, we're going to see how it kind of shakes out. I don't think that they're going to want to, like, Lord knows Nick Chubb does not want to come to OTAs. You know what I mean? So he'll probably end up signing somewhere closer to camp, but Washington could be in the cards for him.
Yeah, so, you know, this is something I think we've talked about before and talked about in recent years. When you get to the last stragglers in free agency that, you know, people expected to get signed, maybe not in the first wave, maybe not even in the second wave, once you get to this point, there's actually, for a lot of veteran players, an incentive to not do anything right now because they don't want to be at OTA days, even though they're voluntary. They don't want to be at mini camp. They'll get it done and get to training camp, sometimes midway through training camp. So there's not a lot of, you know, true incentive at this time of the year. A lot of the... Look, I've said this before. If I were Washington, based on, you know, being a fan from the outside looking in and knowing what the running back situation is, was last year, is right now this year, is projected to be next year, which is nobody under contract next year other than the rookie they took in the seventh round of the NFL draft. I know many of you already have him earmarked for rookie of the year consideration offensively in the NFC. I wouldn't wager on that. I don't even think there would be a number posted on that. I think I talked about before I left, 33 the last 10 years is the number of running backs taken in the seventh round, and just one, Isaiah Pacheco, has actually contributed to a team. So the odds aren't great. Maybe he'll buck the trend, and let's hope he does, because I liked what I saw on the highlight reels of Jacory Kroski-Merritt. I have been talking about Chubb and J.K. Dobbins for a couple of months now. I would take a look-see. I would give him an up and down medically, because Chubb, when he has been healthy, has been as close to that upper tier of elite running backs as anybody below that tier. When he's been healthy, of course, that's the big issue. He's always injured. And last year, coming off a serious injury, it was his least productive year as a professional when he was on the field before he got hurt again. Now, Cleveland was an absolute mess offensively everywhere last year. But a healthy Chubb that Adam Peters and Cliff Kingsbury and Dan Quinn believe can actually be what Nick Chubb's been at his best if he remains healthy, to me, that'd be worth a flyer. Definitely. And that's all it's going to take. It's going to take a song, basically, to get somebody like Nick Chubb. I mean, at this point, and with the injuries, we're talking about a year, $5 million, maybe incentives get it to a little bit higher, and it might even be less than all of that. J.K. Dobbins, I would not put him in the category of Chubb, talent-wise, in terms of the total high end of what he could be if he turned back into Nick Chubb, healthy Nick Chubb again, but still more explosive than anybody else they have on the roster currently. But again, you know, health-wise, if they looked up and down J.K. Dobbins and said he's got a much better chance of being healthy for us for the majority of games than Chubb, I it's not going to take much. I'm going to talk about before the end of the show, hopefully, but I'll just mention it now. There's a report out there that James Cook's not getting paid here in this offseason, isn't happy, and that he could be on the trade block. James Cook is not in that elite class of running backs, but again, like Chubb, Cook is in that next category. I think Chubb would, at his best, is at the top of that next category. Personally, I do. I wouldn't put Cook in the best of Chubb category, but Cook would be better clearly than anything they have. But at the same time, if they look at these players and they're too big of a risk in terms of the health and it's not worth it, and they bring back who they have after they've added Deebo Samuel, you know, obviously Tunsil, Connerly Jr., I'm still expecting the offense you know, as long as five is upright and healthy, to be elite as it was last year and probably even better. Year two, Kingsbury, year two for everybody, the additions up front, and Debo's addition on in a contract year. If they didn't do anything at running back, I'm going to be okay. It's not like I think there's like going to be a drop-off offensively. I think the offense is going to be better next year than it was last year if they add a new running back or not. I'm just saying, though, that I think it's worth it because if you got Nick Chubb in, at his best for 15, 16 games, that's that. Now you're talking about a massive difference maker at the position. But am I, you know, concerned that Brian Robinson Jr., if he's healthy for 17 games, can't be productive? No, I think he can. I thought they were at their best at times last year when Eckler was healthy. But none of those guys are under contract next year. And Eckler, you know, is another concussion away from being more than just concerned, you know, maybe being, you know, out for a while, like a long while. And B-Rob didn't stay up and healthy for 17. The running back situation is a nice conversation to have. You know, and people are speculating on Chubb and Dobbins and even now James Cook. And obviously you're going to look at Washington and you don't see a standout running back compared to, you know, even especially the NFC backs. You know, we've talked about this. They face so many of them, you know, starting with Barkley, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs, Aaron Jones, Josh Jacobs, DeAndre Swift, Bucky Irving, Bijan Robinson, you know, McCaffrey, obviously healthy. I mean, the NFC is loaded with really good backs. I'm not even mentioning a guy I think could end up being a borderline star, and that's Tyrone Tracy in New York. He looked the part last year on a bad football team with no quarterback. But if they don't add it, I'm okay. I'll be fine. Because look at what they were last year with what they had. Hell, you know, McNichols looked phenomenal when he was in there. Chris Rod looked great. Rodriguez looked great when he was in there. That's where I am on the running backs. If they don't do anything, they're not going to suffer. They're going to be great on offense. If they do something and they hit the inside straight, the needle in the haystack with a Chubb or a Dobbins or a Cook, Cook would be more expensive, I would assume, a lot more, because you're going to have to pay him. So I'm probably not in favor of that necessarily. But you could be like off the charts dynamic and explosive offensively. All right, I'm looking at the clock. Max, I see it. We have
Thank
to get
you.
To a break, but I know you have more. And I do want to weigh in on last week's three absentees from OTAs, because that is something that, you know, we kind of get involved with and sometimes get over the top obsessed with this time of year. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We are not on YouTube today. We had a bit of an issue with the studio camera and lighting, but we'll be back on our YouTube channel tomorrow.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Max is doing a phenomenal job catching me up to speed on all I missed while I was away. By the way, I just saw this real quickly before we get back to it from Andrew Marchand. Andrew Marchand is... a sports business, sports media writer, you know, a long time partner with our good friend John Orand. He tweeted out that Doris Burke's spot on ESPN's lead NBA broadcasting team is not guaranteed for next season. Yeah, no blank. There's no chance that's going to be a team that includes her on the first team next year. They'll go to a two-person, I would imagine, booth or team. But it's Breen's as good as it gets. He's so good. And I like Doris Burke. I think she was phenomenal as a sideline reporter. I think she knows basketball. It's just not an A-team player. Nor is Richard Jefferson. Look, I wasn't a fan of Jeff Van Gundy. Either, or the combination of Van Gundy and Mark Jackson. It's going to be, you know, I saw the end of the TNT, you know, show, even though it'll just get moved to ESPN. We'll see what that looks like. But we got to suffer through that. Those of us that are going to watch the NBA Finals, and I got my hand up in the air, I'm going to be watching. It's just, God, I mean, Legler, please put Legler on the number one team. There's no better basketball analyst on any network than Tim Legler. All right, we continue. Go ahead, Max.
All right.
Keep catching me up to speed on what I missed.
So this was kind of a big thing at the beginning of this week. Florio, I think it was on Friday or Saturday after we went off the air.
Mike Florio.
Yes, Mike Florio.
Pro Football Talk, yes. You know, owner, founder, yeah, and creator.
He was
I use the term creator because a lot of what's happened over the years has been sort of creative. Go ahead.
No, speaking of creative, he had this to say about the Commanders' mindset going into the NFC Championship game.
The day of the NFC Championship, someone I know who is very well plugged in said the Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today. And they're just kind of bracing for it. And it's like, come on, man. I mean, no, I know people in the building. They know what's coming. And it's like, well, you know, maybe they're just preparing for the worst. Like, no, they know that the Eagles are dramatically better than they are.
Your thoughts?
Oh, my God. I did not catch that. I just don't believe it.
I don't either.
I don't believe it at all. I mean, they had played the team a month earlier, had beaten them in a game in which they turned the ball over five times. They beat Philly 36-33. Yet Jalen Hurts left the game early. We all know that. Jalen Hurts does not play defense. And Washington rolled up 36 points. points and turned it over five times. Imagine if they only turned it over three times. They would have scored the 50-plus that the Eagles scored against them in the NFC title game. No, I don't believe that at all. That was nowhere near the mindset of this team. This team had just gone to Detroit and beaten the one seed 45-31 in a game in which they were completely unstoppable going up and down the field. Now, to be fair, they couldn't stop Detroit much either. Still a mystery as to why Jahmyr Gibbs didn't get more than, what was it? Was it 14 carries? I think it was 14 for 125 or something like that. But still, they'd gone to Tampa and won. No, that's, play it again, actually. I want to hear this again.
Okay.
The day of the NFC Championship, someone I know who is very well plugged in said, the Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today, and they're just kind of bracing for it. And it's like, come on, man. I mean, no, I know people in the building. They know what's coming. And it's like, well, you know, maybe they're just preparing for the worst. Like, no, they know that the Eagles are dramatically better than they are.
There's no possibility that that's true. Now, is it possible that somebody said, you know, somewhere in the front office or, you know, in not PR. By the way, congratulations to Washington's PR team, Sean D. Barbieri and all of the group. They won the Pete Rozelle Award for the best PR staff in football. I've talked to you guys about, and I know most of you couldn't give a crap. This is all kind of inside baseball stuff. But we used to talk about just what a joke the organization was. And it started with, you know, for us, the interface with their PR group. Honestly, it was about as low rent and arrogant at the same time as any operation you'd ever encounter in any business that you're in. But over the last couple of years, it has become first-rate top shelf, and I'm happy for them. They deserve it. They're doing a phenomenal job. But what I was going to say is there's a possibility that somebody associated with the organization told somebody. I mean, you know how that goes. People run their mouths, but nobody that was in the competition, at that point, after they had won 14 games out of the 18 that they had played, and coming off the win over Detroit and Tampa, and having beaten Philadelphia at home in late December despite five turnovers, let's not forget as well, they had the lead in the third quarter in the first game. Look, I thought they could win it. I didn't pick them, but I thought they could win the game. And I'm not going to get into what, you know, we've talked about many times since the game. 55-23 was not indicative of the game. It wasn't, period. Washington was on the move with a chance to make it a one-score game late in the third quarter when Eckler fumbled. Washington moved the football much more effectively than Kansas City did against Philadelphia. They were functional offensively. We know it was turnovers in defense. They couldn't stop Philly. And I've never suggested that the final score not being indicative of the nature of the game was a replacement for, or was another way to say Washington should have won the game. No, I don't believe that. Philadelphia could have hung 70 on Washington if that's what was required, because that's how horrible they were on defense. But that no competitor involved in their situation in that moment went in thinking they were going to get their ass kicked. No chance. Just, you know, typical Florio. For years he hated the franchise. That just doesn't make any sense to me. Is it possible somebody somewhere along the line associated with the team told somebody, look, they're just better than we are. You know, we got two players that would start for them, basically, and that's it. You know, we're going into a hornet's nest. We don't have much of a chance. Yeah, but nobody that was competing on that day, given the context, thought that. All right, what's next?
So we're going to get to the OTA absences here in just a second. But before we get to that, I don't have any audio for this. But Peter Schrager did say on Get Up, I think a couple days ago, to expect big things from Jalen Lane. Peter Schrager, as we know, is very close with Cliff Kingsbury. So that was just an interesting thing that I noted.
Peter Schrager's close to Cliff Kingsbury. I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently.
Is Schrager now, is he the guy from NFL Network that went to ESPN?
Yes. Okay. I believe he is an ESPN employee now.
Yeah. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
If it's true.
He'll be
that'd be great. We need more speed. We need more team speed. We need more playmaking ability. I will tell you what I was told a month and a half ago is that the thing that excited them as much as the potential he might have down the road offensively is Jalen Lane, the punt returner.
Mm-hmm.
That he is, barring, you know, a disappointing training camp or injury or something like that, he's got the best chance, I think, of week one against the Giants being back on punt return. Let's hope the defense is good enough to force more punts this year. That would be nice.
God, I hope.
But I know that they have an idea, and they had an idea when they picked him in the fourth round, that he was the top punt returner on their board. So I think first and foremost, that's where we will see him. But they love his speed and his playmaking ability, et cetera. So, that's great.
Yeah, I'm going to be betting on him every week to score a la Denton Day and Luke McCaffrey.
With McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That didn't work out well. Maybe we should prevent you from doing that. Real quickly, back to the Florio stuff.
Sure.
It just reminded me of something that I know we did not talk about, because I think this happened literally, you know, kind of like the Jaden Daniels photo after I left.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what Saquon Barkley said about his Eagles team this past year?
I don't know that I did. I've seen Saquon out and about doing a lot of things, hanging out with a lot of Aiden Ross and a bunch of streamers, but I haven't seen him make any comments.
He said that he firmly believes the 2024 Eagles are a top five team of all time. Let me mark that one down. I'll come back to that later.
Yeah,
in
let's
the
circle
show.
Back to that one.
Yeah, because God, you know, bless his heart, because he's young and he doesn't have the historical knowledge of the NFL, I'm guessing, that many of you out there do. But no, it's the 2024 Eagles are not a top five team of all time. Now, what they were is one of the most impressive defensive teams in the Super Bowl game that we have ever seen. That is 100% true. What they did to the Kansas City Chiefs in that Super Bowl is up there with the Ravens of 2000, the Bears of 85, the Bucks, in terms of all-time defensive performances in a Super Bowl game. The final score of that Super Bowl was nowhere reflective of the beatdown that Philly's defense put on Kansas City's offense. But we'll go back to that a little bit later on. All right, let's get to, I think, the last piece of news from last week, which is the three absences that we had in OTAs. I've got a few thoughts on that. We'll get to those after this. You're listening to the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, big news the day that just broke this morning. Stephen A. Smith is launching two new shows on SiriusXM. According to Adam Schefter, one will focus on sports. The other will touch on current events and social commentary. The Capitals have put out a statement that TJ Oshie will be making a special announcement on June 9th in Georgetown, 7 years after the famous fountain celebrations following the 2018 Stanley Cup victory. The event is free and open to the public, taking place from 5 to 7 p.m. Again, that is June 9th. The Nats, they fall to the Cubbies by a score of 8-3. Trevor Williams credited with the loss. He gave up 5 earned runs and struck out 4 batters. They will continue their series tonight. Nats on Deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15 on The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10-1, usually, and Craig Hoffman from 4-7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
All right, so the last thing you were going to get to, I'm assuming, was no Terry, no Tunsil, no Lattimore last week for the three OTA days, correct?
For the Commanders, yes, I did have, that was the last of the Commanders news.
Oh, there was other news? Yeah, well, we can hit on that too.
Ken Rosenthal dropped a Nats piece that a lot of people, it was kind of scathing. He was talking about ownership and all that, but we'll get into it a little bit later.
When was that out?
It was early last week, like right smack dab in the middle of while you were gone.
Because, you know, I not only have paid attention to that, I watched some games because I didn't have anything else to do.
Right?
And good God, James Wood is legit.
That's part of the recap. He is taking over, man.
This dude's legit, and I just, you know, I hate to think about, you know, the possibility that 4 years from now he's in a Yankee uniform or a Met uniform or a Dodger uniform. Hopefully
it'll be in the NL East, I'm sure. It often is.
So I got this from Jack. Jack writes, Kevin, bad start to OTAs. I was rummaging through the various emails and tweets that I'd gotten last week. Last year, no players missed any days. Is that true? I think that is true. I don't think anybody missed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the big news was like everybody showed up and everyone was thrilled.
Yeah. And he writes, this year, three projected starters and supposed leaders aren't here. I get Terry's absence, but Lattimore and Tunsil too. This is a bad look for Peters on his two biggest trades. And then I got this from Stan G. Terp. Stan Gelball was a quarterback for Maryland in the 80s, played in the NFL, played for Seattle. I don't know if that's the Stan G, Terp. But that's what I thought of when I saw the handle. He wrote, Marshawn Lattimore must be joking. He should have been at OTAs after the way he played last year. So, look, this is the annual OTA conversation, OTA dance. You know, we talk about it because, you know, I think Stan G. Terp and Jack, you know, I think there are others out there who feel the same way. Look, I feel no differently this year than I have in previous years, although there are exceptions to the rule. First of all, overall, big picture, I care, but I don't really care. Meaning, I don't care because when we do this every May and June, we ultimately forget about it when the season begins. There just isn't any relationship between OTA attendance levels and wins and losses. Not any information out there that I can find. Now, one of my favorite lines, and it comes from Doc Walker, and somebody tweeted this to me as well. Tony tweeted this to me. He said, as Rick Doc Walker would say, don't miss OTAs and then go and have a bad season. And that is what Chase Young did, if you recall. He also got injured. But Doc's position on this was, not a big deal, but if you're going to miss, you better not give people a reason if you're playing poorly for why you're playing poorly, especially if you're a team leader. But look, netting it out, I don't really care because there just isn't much of any proof that says OTA attendance equals great attendance equals a lot more wins. Lower attendance means fewer wins. You know, like almost everything else, really, that happens between post-draft and the beginning of the season in September, and I'm talking about the beginning of the regular season, because we don't learn much in training camp either. And unless we're talking about big news, like an injury or a big trade, the majority of the conversation is, as I talked about earlier, for a small group of hardcore fans who, by the way, I respect the passion, and I have felt passionate about some of these subjects as well, but I think we've learned over the years, man, a lot of these conversations, a lot of these proclamations about some of these types of things at this time of year really either get completely forgotten because they're so insignificant or they're just insignificant. So the angst, I don't think, is really worthwhile. Now, with that said, here's where I care a little bit about, you know, OTA absences. You know, it can be a bit of a reflection of a player's decision making or self-awareness. You know, look, eliminating the situations that are personal, like somebody didn't post because of a family situation or a personal situation, take those out of the equation. You know, if a player can be there, and yes, again, just so we all understand, they are voluntary. They're not mandatory. And I think the league's going to have to do something with this next go around. Tommy wrote about this. They set everybody up. They set up the players who don't post to look bad, and they set up the, you know, general managers and the coaching staff to look foolish, you know, for saying things like, you know, these are voluntary, but, you know, it's an important time of the year, right? They get rid of it or make it mandatory. But anyway, I digress. I think that there are certain cases, and Terry's, you know, he's earned the benefit of the doubt, plus he's got a big contract extension coming. Tunsil hasn't been here for very long. You know, I guess I'm okay with Tunsil missing. I know some of you aren't. Here's where I'm like, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, in some ways it is a bit of kind of a tell on his self-awareness. You know, I understand that his history has been to not show up for OTAs. And, you know, for veterans in particular, if they don't show up, it's not that big of a deal. But, you know, for a guy that got traded mid, you know, at the deadline to Washington, a trade that, by the way, I think benefited him. You know, he got traded to a better team, to a better situation than he had in New Orleans. And then to play the way he played, which was more not good than good, when he was actually available to play, I think, you know, for him, it's, you know, not the greatest of looks. I don't care what his history is. You know, he's not coming off a Pro Bowl season. He's not coming off multiple Pro Bowl seasons. He's in a new situation, a new team, which, by the way, everybody says is a great place now. And to a certain degree, you know, it's not a great look. I don't think it's a determining factor on how he'll play in 2025, but it is a small sort of sliver of a look or peek into the window of a player's self-awareness or even commitment level, if you want to say that. But again, he's a veteran player who's played at a very high level, and I think he can be that guy again. You know, the two biggest conversations over the years that we've had about this, Trent Williams, Chase Young. You know, those conversations aren't in the Lattimore conversation for me. They were truly unique. Trent Williams, remember, had multiple weed suspensions due to, you know, positive tests for marijuana. And the organization each time was there to have his back. As bad as the organization was, they backed him, they supported him. And then they get to the offseason, and this dude, who is arguably the best pound-for-pound player on the team and a team leader, could have just showed with a very small gesture his thanks to the team supporting him. And, oh, by the way, kind of a gesture to his teammates for, man, my bad. Sorry I missed those critical last four games of the season in 2016. You know, sorry about that. Chase Young, look, they slapped a C on his chest after a Rookie of the Year season. And in an offseason in which 89 of the team's 90 players didn't miss one OTA day, he didn't make one. And when he got back, he talked about, well, he had to go make the money. And nobody reasonable had any issue with him making money. But there was an opportunity, certainly, to schedule around at least being at one or two of the OTA days since you were a team captain. And look, we would later learn that if there is any valuable thing that comes out of being at OTA days, and that's questionable, but if there's, you know, a chemistry building thing or a learning that takes place, he was the one that really needed it. We found that out after the fact. That team and the team's brass, they were not happy. There were ad commitments that could have been scheduled around a couple of appearances at OTA days, and he didn't make any effort to be at any of them, and they were not happy about it, in part because they knew he needed to be there based on phenomenal rookie season, but that he had still a long way to go to get where they wanted him to be. Anyway, I don't care really. And with a few individual cases, maybe Marshawn Lattimore this offseason, maybe it is a bit of a peek into their self-awareness. You know, I can't debate that. But at the end of the day, I don't know that it's going to impact his performance at all next year. I will say this, he's got to play well next year, or the trade will look bad. It will. Next year, he's got to be available for the significant majority of games, and he's got to play at a Pro Bowl level. All right, Ben Standig from Ashburn next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com.
BlinDS.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.